When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful that you have joined me today on yet another beautifully magical day. Always a beautifully magical day if you choose to make it so. So I am getting back today from a camping trip. This camping trip was supposed to be a little longer than it was, but regardless, it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Just disconnecting from my regular life, the real world, and getting into nature and sitting under so many trees. And instead of watching television while I eat dinner, because that's what I do sometimes, I pick something fun on Netflix for the maybe 1 hour that I watch TV a day. And instead of doing that, I got to watch a fire and the stars. And I'll tell you what, sitting under those stars high up in the mountains, it absolutely felt like I was sitting in a snow globe. The stars were literally surrounding us from all angles. Everywhere you looked, straight ahead, up above, like a dome surrounded in stars. And they were so incredibly bright, and there were so many of them. And it was so wonderful for me to see because I live in a city. And while I still see stars, I don't get to see them like that. And the appreciation that I was able to feel for just being able to have those moments in this evening to sit and feel just the awe and wonder of how immense this creation is that we live in. And what it felt like was living under this big globe of experience. And all of these shiny, twinkly lights shining down upon us. Because literally, that is what's happening. We have so much help in our existence, so many shining lights shining down energy onto us because they know how much help we need. They know how hard it is here. They know how stressful life can be and overwhelming. And just sometimes you just can't take it. And many humans have a hard time in this experience. So luckily, we have a ton of help. And I know I'm super grateful for it because when I think about it, I really can't imagine what it would be like if we didn't. I'm not sure how long we would actually exist here if we didn't have the amount of help that we have. We really have so many guides, guardians, angels, our higher self, so many multidimensional aspects of ourselves looking back, if we look at time in a linear way, on our past selves helping us. So many different levels of help coming from all different angles. because this earth is in such a state of transition. And it's important for us to really be aware of where our energies are. What kind of environment are we living in? I was made aware of this during this camping trip because I got out of the city. And the minute I got out of the city, I felt way different. My son felt different. My partner felt different. We all calmed down a whole lot. I am a very high energetic being. My little one is extremely high energy, being 3 going on 4, so you could only imagine. But you get this kid out into the woods and stick him by the fire and he sits still like no other. Or stick him by the river and he will just sit there and enjoy and stare and contemplate. It's the sweetest thing. His energy just settles down. And it's mainly because we're back in nature and outside of the city. So it really got me thinking. And we just read from Dolores Cannon's book, The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth. We read a chapter on Tuesday called The Beacon. And in that chapter, the client was talking about the need or the necessity to move from where she was living because the energy of that place was not helping her in her growth pattern. It was confusing and overwhelming, and it was just too much. There was too many people and too many energies and too much going on that her energy was better moving to another area or something like that. Well, this had me thinking during this trip that, wow, you know, it really does make a humongous difference when you step away and get back into the trees and disconnect from all of the commotion around, how different it really feels. And if you're feeling called to move from where you live or even just go explore, I would highly suggest doing that. It's so important to just change the environment, not necessarily to move, but take a little trip. Explore different areas. See how the energy feels in different places. See how you feel in different places, because it's different in different places. And I feel like sometimes when we live in a city or a place that's very crowded, oftentimes we are very easily picking up the energy of that space, and we don't realize that we're doing that. We wake up one day and we're irritated for no reason, and it doesn't make any sense. Well, that could be the energy of the whole going on that day. There could be a ton of different things going on that day. And also, when you add in astrologically all of the different energies that are going on within the planets and our own energy web, that ties in as well. So this is multi-level energetic things happening on a daily basis that maybe we're not paying attention to. And it takes changing your environment to notice it. To notice, oh, wow, this feels different here. And it feels different. The energy is different. I'm different. Why? A lot of times, all it takes is that one little thing, changing the environment in order to make that apparent to yourself so that you understand, oh, energetically, this is different. And then if you want to go and look at the stars each day and see how that ties in, then that's even more fun. The web, this energetic web that we exist in, we are all connected, kind of like the mycelial web of the soil that the tree roots all communicate through and with. Sitting under all of these amazingly tall ponderosa pine trees, and there were so many of them, this huge forest, and then that was surrounded by all of these beautiful stars, really made that apparent, the connection in all things, and how important it is for us to remember our connection to nature, to each other, and to the whole. We are not just connected to each other on this planet. We are connected to the whole, the entire galaxy. This energetic web is everything. It started from the Creator and expanded from there. And here we are, a part of it. We are never not a part of it. And that is such a beautiful thing. And sometimes when we get caught up in our daily life and we get stuck in our routine and staying in the same place, we forget how connected we are. And all it takes is getting out into those trees, shutting off the television. You know, sometimes it's just shutting off the television. You could be at home, not go anywhere, and change your environment right at home. Do something different. Pick up a healthy habit. I love shutting off the television. That's a really good one. Go outside and eat and observe instead. Let nature be your television. I had so much fun watching all of the different birds, butterflies, dragonflies, you name it. There are so many different species of each. And all of the beautiful, tiny little flowers that pop up in this alpine desert that I was in. Surprising to see and so beautiful to be walking in all of these huge ponderosa pines. And there's this fuchsia, beautiful flower popping up over there on the hill, all by its little lonesome. And then there's some little yellow ones growing here and there. Absolutely beautiful. I got to see a tiny, tiny little lavender butterfly. I'd never seen one of those in my whole life, so that was really fun to see. And all of the different dragonflies were really amazing to me as well. Red ones, blue ones, red and black ones. And I had the pleasure of watching three blue jays this morning. Well, whether they were sterling, I don't know what they were. My partner said that they weren't actually a blue jay, they were a different kind of jay. Regardless, they were blue, and I love a blue bird, and they have such a beautiful call. And there were three of them, and they were playing around, and I don't know what they were doing, but going to different places, just making their calls, and they were my entertainment this morning. They're also extremely symbolic for me, these bluebirds. Maybe they are for you as well. Maybe the bird tribes and that theme resonates with you as a soul. That resonates with me. So I really enjoy watching the birds, listening to the birds, and just being with nature in that way. To just observe and be grateful for everything that you're surrounded by. It's such a beautiful way to reconnect to yourself, to remember who you are, to remember that you are connected to the whole, and that in that way, you are never, ever alone. It is impossible for us to be alone, even though it can feel that way. It is actually impossible. We are part of a huge network that is impossible for us to separate from. What a beautiful reminder that nature gives us. We are part of this whole. If you look at those tree roots, down, down deep, they are all growing together, feeding one another, talking to one another, sharing all sorts of nutrients and information. This is how we are energetically, and we don't even realize sometimes that that's what's going on. To be more aware of it really helps us in our daily lives, to understand, where is my energy today? Where do I feel like the energy of the whole is? And even further out there in the universe, what's going on and what is my part in it? And how can I reconnect to myself and shine my light for the whole? How can I really center and understand my place and shine that? Nature is such a beautiful reminder for us to connect in this way. And also, she really appreciates our gratitude. The one thing that we can do for Mother Earth, I hear this all the time in my sessions, gratitude. That's it. That's all she wants. She wants to see us appreciate her beauty, thank her for all she gives us, thank those trees for the shade and the air, and oh God, trees, I could go on forever. I love trees so much. Everything that nature provides. There is nothing here that we have that nature hasn't provided for us. We think that everything is very modern and made of all these different materials, but these different materials originally came from the earth in some way. We figured out how to make them in a lab, a lot of them, but that backbone came from nature. We have no other backbone than nature. It's a beautiful thing to think about. All right, you guys, I think that's enough for me today. If you can tell, my voice is a little scratchy, so I'm going to cut this one just a little short. I hope you forgive me. But I'm going to leave you with a really cool song today, and this is Geometry, Codes of Creation. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well. Thank you.
merging of consciousness that's taking place between all species on the Earth plane has to do with something that is going to create a new geometry of being. It's going to move through our universe. We'll be right back.